With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Crisis in Haiti is getting worse. U.S. Marines have been flown in now to beef up security at the embassy in Port-au-Prince and to evacuate non-essential personnel. U.S. Southern Command will not say how many Marines are in the compound. In the meantime, Guyana's President Muhammad Ifran Ali says world leaders, including the U.S., should be meeting with Caribbean officials over the crisis in Haiti.
To urgently address this state of affairs and all other matters critical to the stabilization of security and the provision of urgent humanitarian aid to the people of Haiti.
An effort to get aid to Gaza by sea is moving ahead, albeit very slowly. The first ship to test the new corridor, though, is still waiting in Cyprus with 200 tons of food on board. Also, at srnnews.com, Buckingham Palace, the scene of a one-car accident.
London police say they've arrested a driver who plowed into the gates of Buckingham Palace. Metropolitan police said that the crash is not considered terrorism-related and no one was injured. The driver was arrested on suspicion of criminal damage and held under the Mental Health Act after being taken to a hospital. He has since been released on bail. The iconic palace entrance is now boarded up and barricaded with metal fencing as visitors stroll past in the rain. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
And police in northern England have removed 34 bodies from a funeral home and arrested two people on suspicion of fraud and preventing lawful burials. Those arrests earlier today follow several days of investigation. Authorities have taken into custody a man and a young woman on charges of prevention of a lawful and decent burial. This is SRN News. Research finding that teachers' unions are out of step with parents and teachers' views on gender ideology.
A recent Pew Research Center report shows more than two-thirds of teachers, parents, and teenage students do not support the teaching of gender identity or gender fluidity in schools. That's at odds with the position of the nation's largest teachers' unions. Many teachers and parents also believe the choice to opt out of gender ideology instruction should be available. Liberty Council said the data confirms that this has no place in public education. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Israeli archaeologists have unearthed a rare 1,900-year-old coin. The Israel Antiquities Authority says the coin was discovered near the Dead Sea. It features a date palm and is engraved with the name Eliezer the Priest in ancient Hebrew script. This is SRN News. The Middle East franchisee of Starbucks has begun firing staff members at its coffee shops across the region.
The firings occurred after the brand found itself targeted by activists during the ongoing Israel-Hamas war in the Gaza Strip. The Kuwait-based Al Shaya Group issued a statement acknowledging the firings. It's a private family firm holding franchise rights for a variety of Western companies, including the Cheesecake Factory, H&M, and Shake Shack.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Federal judge in Texas blocking a new rule by the National Labor Relations Board that would have made it easier for millions of workers to form unions at big companies. The rule, due to go into effect Monday, would have set new standards for determining when two companies should be considered joint employers in negotiations. U.S. Chamber of Commerce and other groups sued in November to block that rule. More details at srnnews.com.